Hi, next up from Section 8, Andy Morvick from Clintonville. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well this morning.
So how are you all doing? Excited about this already this morning?
Oh, very excited.
So did you sleep at all last night?
Not much.
Talk a bit about your background in Clintonville.
Well, I'm actually from a small town, Bear Creek, which is just south of Clintonville. And I am one of six children from my parents, Tammy and Wayne. I am actually probably one of the few state officers on this team that is not affiliated with farming directly. I've worked on farms all my life, but I do not live on a dairy farm or a cattle farm. I'm more into the special vegetable production and collecting antique tractors, machinery type stuff. That's my, forte.
So do you have tractors?
I do. I own three old John Deere's.
What models?
I have a 1946 John Deere B, a 49 John Deere H, and a 52 John Deere G.
How'd you get into this?
That I can thank my aunt for. When I was really young, she took me to my first thrashery, which my grandpa actually started. And we're going on the 45th, 48th, somewhere in there, annual reunion of this. But she took me there and got me interested, and a few of my uncles owned steam engines and old oil pull tractors, so I was instantly hooked. So that's sort of my summer weekend getaway, as I hit up as many thrasheries as I can and operate steam engines and stuff. And it's always fun. That's one part that I really like, and that's one of the things that got me interested in FFA, is like working with people that aren't sure about agriculture, especially the older equipment like steam engines. They always come up and look at it and, how do you start that? And, well, it all starts with a match, type situation, and, explaining it. It's one of the things I really like to do.
So how did you get involved? How did you get into agriculture and get into FFA?
Well, like I said, it sort of started with this tractor hobby. My interest was in machinery, and then that led to a job on a produce farm where I met a, big group of friends, and they were in FFA. So that kind of inspired me to join and, just be a part of the group, and it was all downhill from there.
You were hooked, huh?
Yep, I was hooked.
What kind of vegetables? What kind of specialties?
Oh, everything from sweet corn, pumpkin, squash. Don't do very many fruits like strawberries, but we are starting to endeavor in that. But just a large variety, anything that you can think of on a farmer's market, we pretty much grow.
Do you sell mainly through farmer's markets then, or how do you?
Yes. We sell through a farmer's market in Clintonville, as well as distributing some to local grocery stores.
Now, there's been a real push here to buy local, buy Wisconsin. Have you seen an increase in business because of this?
Yes, I have, and I'm really, really in favor of it, because my philosophy is, why pay to ship this produce, from California all the way across the nation when you can buy it right in your own backyards? And more people are accustomed to the flavors and tastes of their locally grown stuff. I know I have a few regular customers that only come in when we have our homegrown tomatoes and our homegrown vegetables, and that we aren't, being brought in from Kentucky or something like that. And I think it's really great, because I'm one that likes to conserve as much as I can, and seeing all that money poured into fuel is something I don't like to see for the environment and the economy.
So. Plus, it's nice to know where the food comes from.
Exactly.
So where are you in college right now?
Yes, I am. Just finished my second year at UW River Falls, majoring in agricultural engineering, and it's been going real well. I'm really enjoying it.
What are you going to do with the ag ed engineering?
I'm not quite sure yet. Depends on what the job market looks like after graduation. I'm possibly going to pursue grad school, or I would like to set up a job with John Deere or one of the major, leading industries, or possibly a smaller company that specializes in utility produce farming equipment. So I'd like to, stick with that vegetable. I like the unique aspect of it. So that'd be something that I'd be interested in.
Now, do you restore your tractors into your clutches?
Yep. I have one of them restored right now, and it's kind of a slow ongoing process. I started when I was, starting very beginning of high school, when I, had nothing better to do with my time but restore tractors, and then it kind of dawned on me that you need money to restore tractors, so on came the job, and, well, the tractors got put on the back burner, so.
To support your habit. Huh?
Exactly.
Why did you want to be a state officer?
Well, a lot of past state officers at River Falls my freshman year encouraged me to be active on campus and take a part of a lot of activities. And I realized that the one thing that I missed the most when I left high school was the FFA and my involvement with it. So I tried to stay active as much as I could with the local chapter, and some of the past state officers encouraged me to try and take that next step and run for state office. And I did, and so far it's been amazing. I know it's just the start, but I'm really looking forward to the year.
And your main goal as the state officer?
My main goal is I want to motivate the chapters, or more specifically, like we've been talking about, the members of the chapters that aren't all that active, because I started out that way, where I wasn't all that active, didn't really get to take advantage of very many opportunities. And I just think now that if I had taken advantage of all those opportunities, my life would be so much better. I mean, I'm thankful for everything I have, but those opportunities are there for a limited time, and they're there, and everyone can take advantage of them, and I want to encourage them to do so.
Well, good luck in your year.
All right, thank you.
All right. And Annie Morvick from the Clintonville FFA representing Section 8.